We're living today in a confusing and somewhat frightening time. Michigan is in trouble economically, trouble of a different kind than we've been through before. The longtime mainstay of our economy, the automotive industry, will never again be what it was. This has plunged us from one of the nation's richer states to one of its poorer ones. State government is finally facing a financial crisis it tried to ignore for years, and the governor is proposing changes that seem radical and sometimes hard to understand. Beyond that, education at all levels is in crisis. We learned last month that our largest city has suffered a staggering population loss over the last decade. There are real questions about whether Detroit and other cities, communities, and school districts are going to have to be taken over by emergency financial managers. Understanding all this is vitally important in order to make key decisions for our own lives. Should we trust the public schools? Should we buy a house? Where should we live? And even, should we leave the state? We clearly need thoughtful, intelligent, and easily accessible journalism to help make sense of these and other events, and need it possibly more than at any other time in our history. Yet journalism is in trouble, too. Journalists, if they do their jobs right, are never very popular. Much of the time, we're bringing you bad news, and some of the time, we're obnoxious about it. But right now, we're having trouble doing that. Digging out news is an expensive, labor-intensive job, and the vast majority has always been done by newspapers. Yet newspapers are facing a deep crisis of their own, thanks in large part to the Internet revolution and our changing lifestyles. Newspapers have been supported historically by advertising, and much of that has melted away to cyberspace. We also don't read newspapers as much as we used to. People read news on the Internet, but Internet providers produce little news. They merely collect it, mainly from our shrinking newspapers. That doesn't mean some broadcast and even online publications don't produce quality journalism. But in terms of content, it's comparatively small. Last night, I spoke at the Detroit Area Society of Professional Journalists annual banquet. Michigan Radio won a number of awards, and an encouraging amount of good journalism was on display. But attendance was smaller than last year. Some people have left the profession. Some companies no longer buy tickets. Yet there was still an impressive core of men and women there who work long hours for usually not much pay to find out what we need to know and shape it into an interesting package. Those included the Journalist of the Year, John Carlisle, a.k.a. Detroit Blogger John, a suburban newspaper editor by day who roams Detroit's meanest streets in search of compelling tales at night. There's Mac Gordon, who's been covering the auto industry since 1944, and hundreds of others who try to keep democracy informed. Despite shrinking pay and opportunities, they're still out there, speaking truth to power and trying to get us to pay attention. Without journalists, we'd be in far deeper trouble than we are now. And we wouldn't have the beginnings of a clue why.